one halakha or practice in the laws of tefillin. The Zohar in actually Parashat Beit Hanan, this week's Parashah, Daf Reish Samech Hei, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, talks about the virtue of leaving one's house already with talit on and with the tefillin on as well. And leaving the home and encountering the mezuzah, and then entering the Beit HaKnesset already dressed. Amar b'Shimon, I'm paraphrasing in the Hebrew. B'sha'ah she'adam makdim atzmo v'boker, maniach tefillin b'roshu v'tefillin b'zro'o, v'netatet b'ituv shel mitzvah, uba latzet b'petach b'to, ufogeya b'mezuzah, shehi roshem shel Hashem HaKadosh b'shar b'to, ארבעה מלאכים קדושים מתחברים עמו. At that point, the Zohar Kadosh has four angels attached to the person. ויוצאים עמו מפתח ביתו. And they leave with him from פתח ביתו. ומלווים אותו לבית הכנסת. And they escort him to the בית הכנסת. ומכריזים לפניו, and they announce in front of this fellow, תנו כבוד לצורת המלך הקדוש. Give כבוד to the image. The image of the king. Tenu kavod de ben ha-melech l'tzurat ha-panim shel ha-melech. Veruach kadosh shura alav. And the Holy Spirit rests upon such a person. And says, Yisrael asher becha et pa'av. And not only that, but God himself, when he sees the person, says, Re'u ma b'ni oseh b'olami. Look what my child is doing in my world. So you see that the Zohar Kadosh gives great credence to this. Today we don't do it. Question is why? So some say that the reason is because in the streets there's sewage, and therefore there's a smell of the garbage and of the sewers, and the tefillin on, it might not be kavod and tefillin to walk in the street. Although that's not so difficult to alleviate. First of all, we don't have too much sewage in our streets. Today we have sewers underneath the ground. The garbage usually, especially in the winter, is covered, there's no smell. And even if there is a smell, the halakha says, you just cover the tefillin shel rosh until you pass it. Another reason they say is because there's pitzut in the street. This woman not dressed properly, and therefore the tefillin on a person might have bad thoughts. Again, that's not such a problem, especially if a person is going to shul early. When it's still early in the morning before people go out, or as I said, in the winter months, where people usually are dressed anyway, so that shouldn't be a problem either. The Maaseh, maybe there's another problem of Goyim, where there's going to be anti-Semitism, or the person's dressed in the street with talit tefillin on. I'm not so sure why in United States, New York, New Jersey, why we're not careful on this. Seemingly, a person gets into his car with the talit tefillin on. A lot of these people have their cars in their garage. He's driving to shul, he parks in front of the shul, he walks in. No pitzut, no sewage. Or if he lives next to the shul, he puts it on, he walks down the block, he goes to the shul. I don't know why we're just giving up this mitzvah so, or this benefit so freely. In a case where it's possible to do, it's probably advised to try to do it. The Arizal held that it's even more important to do this than to be from the first 10 of the Beit Knesset. You have two mitzvot. First might say, listen, if I get dressed at home, by the time I get to the shul, there's going to be 10 people there before me. The Arizal says, give up that mitzvah of the 10, and be from the first 10 in Minha. But for Shacharit, walk out of the house with the talit and tefillin on. Hachem Yaakov Katzin Alav HaShalom in Katzine Eretz also discusses this great mitzvah, and also concurs that it's better to be from the ones that walk out of their homes with the talit and tefillin, even before being the first 10 of the minyan. So again, you can fulfill that like we said in Mincha. Again, it's a big benefit. Not too sure again why we're not jumping on the zechut to have angels next to you and have berachot and God saying Yisrael Shebichat Pa'ar and all the other advantages. Again, if it does present itself in a way that it can be done, so probably it should be done as well.